T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Buster Olney, your baseball insider for ESPN, is going to join us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Buster, this usually is a time of year where you're working trades and stories right up until that moment of the trade deadline, but they started you about 2 weeks early this year, didn't they?
It did feel that way, and actually, if you remember back in May, the Seattle Mariners were making trades, trying to augment their position. But yeah, I mean, to have Manny Machado, you know, with the Orioles really pushing that at the beginning of July, and to have him get traded, and then Zach Britton next, you know, one of the next big names down the pike, absolutely. And I think there are going to be a lot of trades here in the next 4 days. I don't know if they're necessarily going to be huge names. Probably be some huge names talked about, but I think that most of the contenders are going to add a reliever, maybe a starting pitcher, and there are going to be a lot of those guys available.
It seems to me that every trade deadline, you have a team that plays well this time, right at this time of year, that jumps up, or a team that plays poorly and falls. And this year it's Washington playing poorly, and all of a sudden at that sort of fringe of being a seller, do you buy into that? If they lose a few more, are they looking to sell?
Yeah, they are. And I talked to teams this week that said that they had gotten a call, actually, from the Nationals people. Washington was letting everybody know a few weeks ago, look, just keep an eye on us. We're not playing well. We don't know what's going to happen with us. If we take a turn for the worse, then we might turn out to be sellers. And, of course, you know, a few days ago, they were 2 games under 500. They've won the last 2 days. They've gotten back to 500. This time of year, small sample size means more than it does at any other time of the year. And if Washington wins tonight, they win tomorrow, all of a sudden they're thinking, okay, we got some momentum going. But on the other hand, if they lose, then maybe, yeah, by the time we get to Tuesday, Kelvin Herrera might be a guy who'd be out there. They traded 4 from the Royals earlier this year. Ryan Madsen, he could be a guy who could be out there. And, of course, everyone's wondering, would they ever seriously think about putting Bryce Harper into the marketplace a few months before he becomes a free agent? My gut is no, but we've seen crazier things happen at the deadline.
I tried to put a few extra dollars on the table for the Brewers if they wanted to make that trade. I had $3 and some lint in my pocket. I promise they could have all of it if they want to make that kind of trade. Starting pitching is the other thing that now is starting to shake out. Happ is a Yankee and Hamels is now a Cub. And now the attention here and in other places, too, goes to guys like Zach Wheeler, Matt Harvey. Not the most likely candidates to be dealt, but do you feel like they could still be dealt before the 31st?
Oh, yeah. Mike Fiers. There are a lot of guys who are kind of, you know, you put them in the number 3, 4, 5 category in terms of the starting pitchers. Are they difference makers? No. Do they adapt? Yeah, that. You know, the Yankees were sort of the embodiment of that quandary in the last few weeks, because they wanted a high-end starter. They were hoping that the Mets would put out a DeGrom that they would talk about. They were hoping the Giants would put out a Bumgarner. But that didn't happen, and that actually prompted them to go and make that trade for Britton, feeling like, okay, we're going to augment our staff by improving our relievers. And then they also added Jay Happ, who you talk to evaluators of the teams, they see, yeah, he's a good pitcher, but it's not someone you necessarily think is going to blow away a contending team. And so it does feel like there's a pecking order. Happ was considered to be the best guy. Then Cole Hamels was number 2 on the Cubs list after they couldn't get Happ. They land him. And you're right, guys like Zach Wheeler, like Matt Harvey, they're probably about Mike Fiers. There probably are about 12 to 15 guys who will feel, for casual fans, like they're the same guy.
Buster Olney, baseball insider for ESPN, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Buster, there are winners in the trade deadline in both areas. In the immediate, you talk about the guys who get the veterans who help for the stretch run. But the winners sometimes are the ones acquiring prospects. What do you think of how San Diego has approached this last few weeks?
It's really interesting. They, of course, traded 2 relievers to the Cleveland Indians, and they got back a catcher, Francisco Mejia, who's always been a high-end offensive catcher. But there is a question, I know from talking with other teams, about whether or not he can continue in that position moving forward. So that was an interesting trade. And now there are all kinds of, you know, I know from talking with other teams, they sense that San Diego is looking for a controllable starter, somebody who's established who can be the anchor of a rotation, like a Chris Archer of the Tampa Bay Rays, like a Noah Syndergaard of the Mets, like a Marcus Stroman of the Jays. That's a real surprise for me, because they're not close to contending this year. They may not even be close to contending next year, but you do get the sense that their ownership is starting to get impatient with, after years and years of failure. The last winning record they had was back in 2010. I personally think it would be a mistake. I thought it was a mistake when they signed Hosmer during the wintertime, because it felt like the timing wasn't right. But we'll see if they follow through.
Buster Olney joining us, Baseball Insider for ESPN. And here in Milwaukee, of course, we've been paying attention to the deadline, but the trades for Milwaukee have gone back a couple of years, and that goes back to general manager David Stearns, who, one, is not afraid to deal, and two, is not afraid to kind of, defy the traditional baseball logic with the shifts and the stacked bullpens and that sort of thing. What do you make of what David Stearns has done in Milwaukee?
He's done a tremendous job. And let's face it, when he took over, it was a time when the Brewers farm system was in terrible condition. I think Mark Attanasio has been a tremendous owner for the Brewers. You love how aggressive he was with the CC Sabathia trade, he and Doug Melvin. But there was a cost for the Brewers for that aggressiveness, and they took down the farm system. And so I thought all along that David has an interesting challenge where you try to rebuild the farm system, you try to take the organization forward, all the while probably trying to hold off a little bit Mark Attanasio's instinct for going for the jugular. And they're probably not quite there yet, but I think that they've, first off, that Christian Yelich trade they made last winter is considered within the industry to be one of the best that's been executed in baseball in the last 4 or 5 years. I'm sure that they probably will do some more besides Soria before we get to the deadline. And you have a lot of faith that David's going to make the right deal. It is interesting when you talk to other GMs about his style. They say that he's very, he'll walk up to a trade very carefully. He's extremely deliberate. He's not sort of the gunslinger general manager who's going to arrange things quickly. He is absolutely intent on extracting every nickel of value from the deals that he makes.
Interesting take from the outside there on Stearns, because we say dealing David Stearns, but it turns out that there's more of a process to that. Buster Olney, appreciated. Thanks very much for the insights. I know you're going to be a busy man the next 4 days, so catch sleep when you can, man.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
All right, Buster Olney on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Hiring drivers right now. They work hard, you work hard. They treat you fair. For 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call Schneider at 800-44-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.